This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Donnie Football in for the guys on this New Year's Eve. Pony and Chris at home enjoying time with their families. Dom DiTommaso is with me behind the glass. Matt Clement joins us in about 15 minutes. Mike Florio joins us in under 30 minutes. And as we approach the end of the 2025 year, I wanted to look back at what I set out for the three major pro sports teams in town to be their resolution for 2025. So a little revisit to those. Did they accomplish those goals? And listen, I set the expectations low because at the end of 2024, things were looking pretty low. So I set them low. For the Steelers, it was a simple one. At this time last year, we knew they would make the playoffs at that point. It was just about them winning a playoff game. That was the New Year's resolution I had set. Steelers win a playoff game. They did not. In fact, they were embarrassed yet again in a playoff game. They took on the Ravens in Baltimore, an AFC North matchup in the playoffs. Primetime game. They got the Saturday night slot. And it was on Amazon Prime, if you recall last year. And it's been tough for me to predict these games correctly, especially this season. The Steelers will win games that I don't think they will win. They will lose games that I don't think they will lose. The last few Sundays have been a good example of that. When I really count them out and I think they're about to get bludgeoned, they end up being the team holding the hammer by the end of the game. But I nailed my prediction on the playoff game in Baltimore, as many others probably did too. We kept wanting to tell ourselves that it would be different, like we do every year, like we will this year. if they win on Sunday night. They went to Baltimore. I said this game will be over by halftime. It'll be a three-score game. They will add a couple of cosmetic touchdowns to make it look closer, but it will never be a competitive game. And that was the nail on the head. The Ravens rammed it down their throat for four quarters of that game. They won it just 28-14, so it doesn't look bad on paper, but trust me, it was. We've already known enough or heard enough to know what the Ravens did on the ground in that game. The Steelers ran the football in that game 11 times for 29 yards. Najee Harris, his final game as a Steeler, man, was it a doozy. 6 carries, 17 yards, going out on a high note. The Ravens, they ran the ball 50 times, 5-0, for 299 yards. Derrick Henry, talked about him last hour, 26 attempts, 186 yards and 2 touchdowns, and you can remember watching him run away from the entire Steelers defense. A metaphor for how that game went. Lamar, by the way, he added 81 yards on the ground. He was a crisp 16 of 21 for 175 and 2 touchdowns through the air. So the Steelers failed when it came to winning a playoff game. That was their lone goal that I had set for them going into 2025, knowing that they already had that game. They failed. The Penguins, my resolution there was to figure out your goalie situation because it was kind of a mess last season. I wouldn't say it's fully cleaned up now, but I do think they kind of did this. They got rid of Tristan Jarry, and I think that was big for their future. They got a pretty big goalie contract off the books. Jarry was 30 years old. They moved on from him. They brought in guys that were already younger. Sergei Mureshov has had a cup of coffee up here. 5 games, 4 starts to this point. Artur Shelovs has been their main goaltender. 17 starts this season. He's only 24 years old. Stuart Skinner, who they acquired in the trade for Tristan Jarry, he just picked up his first win last night in 4 tries. But that being said, they are working in the direction of that goal. They got a big contract off the books, and they got younger at the position. So I'll give them like half credit on that one. And then for the Pirates, it was about building around your once-in-a-lifetime talent named Paul Skeens. That was their resolution. And folks, somehow, some way, at the buzzer of 2025, the Pittsburgh Pirates are the closest of the big 3 sports teams in this town to accomplishing their goal. I don't think the 2 big moves they've made should stand as them absolutely living up to that resolution. But they traded for Brandon Lau, who had 31 home runs last season. He's had as many as 39 going back to 2021. He's a consistent 20-plus home run hitter. And then they signed Ryan O'Hearn to a multi-year deal, their first multi-year contract to an outside free agent since Ivan Nova in 2016. Again, somebody that has 15 to 20 home run power, closer to 15. He had 17 last season, a 2.4 WAR player. They made their team better. I wouldn't say they have fully built around Paul Skeens just yet, But the Pirates, in the very waning moments of 2025, of the three teams in town, the three major teams in town, they are the closest one to that goal. Now, Dom, would you agree with that? We're going to do these tomorrow, too. We're going to set resolutions for the big three in 2026 on our New Year's Day show. This time tomorrow may be the time we are doing that. But here we are, the final day of 2025, and the Pirates are the closest team to the goal that I set for them over the course of this calendar year.
Well, they absolutely are. The Steelers are arguably the worst of the three. And think about that. We are going into 2026, and I got to be completely honest with you. Not only did the Pirates come closest to getting your resolution, they're the team I feel most confident in going into 2026. And it's really not even close. And that has to do with a bunch of circumstances regarding the Steelers' uncertainty at different positions, and the Penguins are just a mess. So the Pirates right now, I'm feeling pretty good about them going into the new year. I'm feeling optimistic.
I mean, I'm definitely more optimistic than I was at the end of the season and certainly going into their 2025 campaign, because that was just disappointing. They just did so little in the offseason, and they basically tried to tell us, hey, don't worry, our guys will be better, and you're going to see, we'll be right there. That wasn't the case. I still remember the very first Bucco talk of 2025, a week before, or 4 days before the season started. The one and only Chuck in Uniontown, he called in and said that, paraphrasing here a bit, they were lazy. And we are going to see very quickly why they will not be fortunate from being lazy. Fortune does not favor the lazy, was more or less what he said. And we were proven very quickly to be right, doubting them going into the 25 season because they told us guys like Jack Sawinski would be good players. So I would agree that the Pirates are the closest to that goal that was set. I understand that the Steelers are in first place. The Penguins are having a better season than some of us may have expected. Those weren't the goals that I set for them. My resolution for the Steelers was to win a playoff game. They failed. Resolution for the Penguins was to figure out their goalie situation. I'd say they're in the right direction doing that. The Pirates, I wanted them to do something to build around their generational player. And they are doing that more than we've seen this regime do in 6 years. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can hit us up on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. About a minute away from Matt Clement, former Pirates pitcher. He will dive into more baseball stuff with us. Coming up next, Mike Florio joins the show in 15 minutes right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie in for the guys on this New Year's Eve. I will be in for them tomorrow on New Year's Day. College football all around us. Several games going on right now as we speak. Iowa leads Vanderbilt by 10 in the fourth quarter of the ReliaQuest Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Is underway. The Citrus Bowl is underway, and the next round of the college football playoff starts tonight. Joining us on the Fan Hotline, former MLB pitcher Matt Clement. Matt, before we get into to baseball, do you get into college football bowl season, or has it lost some luster for you?
Into the championship series part, but it's hard to even follow who's playing and who's not playing in these other bowls, which is fine. Maybe that's reason to expand the actual championship series, because it seems like if you're a prospect, you sit out rather than play in some of these earlier games. But excited for the next round of games, but the championship series starting tonight with Ohio State.
Yeah, not to mention the transfer portal has just become an absolute mess. Like, it is just mayhem. You're just gonna lose a guy going into a bowl game. That would be a gut punch for a college program, so that's all over the place too. It has become very difficult to follow. Like a program like James Madison, I think they've lost 10 starters or something, maybe more, from the team that just made the college football playoff, so that's got to be a little bit aggravating. Speaking of acquisitions and transactions, the Pirates have made a few, Matt, since the last time that we got to chat. They have started to build a little something with the baseball team in Pittsburgh. Brandon Lau, a big one that they acquired a couple of weeks ago, 31 home runs last season with Tampa Bay. I think he instantly becomes probably their best bat, and if nothing else, they finally seem to have some protection in that lineup for guys like Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz, among others.
Yeah, I think it was a great acquisition. In fact, as soon as we got off last time, as we were on, it was a quick bit we did last time, I actually sent a text back saying, man, a Brandon Lau trade would be awesome. We didn't get to that last time. And I think it's great. And I think the bonus piece, you pick up Mangum in the trade also, and you give up from your strength with Burroughs, who's been a great pitcher, somebody they developed and did very well with. But to get those guys and even like Montgomery, the third piece of that, it's an arm that's over a strikeout inning, left hand arm that has a chance of being, you know, he hasn't been overly successful because of control, but the Pirates have had a lot of success with bringing, you know, one of the things they've done really well is developing bullpen arms. But back to Lau, I mean, I think he finished third in the MVP voting in the early 2020s. a real bat, a real left-hand bat, and a real presence that this team desperately needed.
Yeah, I think that's what's nice, too, a left-handed bat at PNC Park, because sometimes the right-handed guys, the power gets lost a little bit with how big and spacious things can be in the left part of the ballpark. But, I mean, you bring somebody like Lau in here, and I don't know, am I naive to think 25 home runs from this guy? And listen, we don't get that every year in Pittsburgh.
No, and you made a great point also. Like, it's definitely on the board, 25 to 30 plus home runs. But you made a great point also. Some protection for Reynolds, some protection for O'Neill Cruz. Like, I've said multiple times on this show, like, everybody's negative about O'Neill Cruz, and some of that's very valid, the negativity. But, like, put him in another lineup with some protection, not just protection, just other hitters where you can't just focus on O'Neill Cruz being the only guy that can hurt you. And you might see him start to flourish. And you know, the Mangum part of the trade too, like, he's one of the best strikeout ratios, not strikeout ratios, and a team that struck out a lot. And bringing some just extra contact and some you know, viability there. I think that, like, really, really just that kind of set the precedent. It's a move that had to be done by the Pirates in some sort of way with some sort of combination. And I think that they got it pretty cheap, but giving up a good starting pitcher, not to take anything away from Burrow, but like, to get it and put themselves in a position to kind of, like, now let's see what the next couple moves are. And they've already made one of those with O'Hearn.
Yeah, and I like that you keep bringing up Jake Mangum, because he seems like the forgotten about part of this trade. Lau is obviously the headliner, but, you know, Mangum, not somebody that can hit for power, but 296 batting average last year in 118 games. I know that batting average is looked at as a little bit archaic at this point, but he gets on base at a pretty good clip. He was just under being a league average player according to OPS Plus. It was 96, and listen, that would be one of the best of anybody that played that many games in Pittsburgh. I also like this part. The guy had 27 stolen bases. That's pretty attractive to me.
Well, you say that batting average can be archaic, but in a lineup that, you know, a lot of the times the last 3 months of the season, you had two or three guys under 200 and probably another three or four guys under like 220 in your lineup at a time. That's not archaic. That's a huge addition, like, to have that potential mixed in with the power, and hopefully some of those numbers go up for those other guys. But it's archaic for maybe the Dodgers. It's not archaic for the Pirates in the situation they're in. So I think it's the 27 bags to go along with it is, you know, a really nice little, you know, piece that there's a whole lot of risk behind it, could be a big reward.
Do you think Mangum is somebody that should be considered for a starting role, or do you think he is like a perfect fourth outfielder?
I think that depending on what the rest of this offseason brings is probably where that question gets answered. Would I be upset if he was in a starting role at the end of this thing? No, I probably wouldn't. More than likely, he's going to be in a 3-4 combo, you know, and with DHs and all the other things that come along with this, you know, it's a situation where he's definitely, you know, I see him as like the 3B outfielder, like he's the third one, and if you have to use him as a starter, that's great. If you have to give your platooning, whatever the case may be, all of a sudden you're starting to compile some left-hand bats that was, you know, something that really wasn't there before.
Talking to former MLB pitcher Matt Clement here on 93.7 The Fan. The other notable move that the Pirates made, their first multi-year deal to an outside free agent for the first time in nearly 10 years. For the first time since Ivan Nova, the Pirates signing Ryan O'Hearn to a 2-year deal. And O'Hearn, you know, not quite the power that Brandon Lau has, but they got a pretty good player here too, Matt, and I feel like he will benefit from being a lefty at PNC Park.
Wow, you almost knocked me over with the first free agent multi-year deal in 10 years.
Yep, 2016.
And Nova being the person. But, like, yeah, another great, like, you know, this is a guy that's, you know, I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if he was an all-star, but was right on the verge of being an all-star.
He was last year.
Yes. I thought that was the case. I didn't want to misspeak. But, like, an all-star, a guy that could, like, and a guy that could flourish in, I say this all the time, sometimes people come back to Pittsburgh a little less pressure, and sure, we want the pressure to be there for the Pirates. that they're in the playoffs and everything else. But let's be realistic. Like, there's less pressure coming here than coming from some of the teams that some of these guys are coming from. Like, Baltimore had big expectations last year. When they went, and then with San Diego, they had big expectations last year. So maybe he fall. You know, would it surprise me to see him come out there and, like, maybe be in the mix for an all-star appearance? No, it wouldn't, because sometimes guys just settle down, do their job, and then all of a sudden you get two or three of them doing their job in these situations, and you're in a pennant race. And, again, another really, you know, Ben Cherington takes a lot of crap for lack of moves and everything else, and and I've always kind of said, like, I think in his situation he has to wait for the right moves. He's put a good effort out for these right moves, and, you know, for his sake and the town's sake and the Pirates' sake, you know, you hope that they really come to fruition.
What else do you want to see them do? Like, what's the next thing that you would really feel like, okay, they're kind of taking this over the top a little bit?
Well, the obvious is Okamoto. You still have a potential hole at third base, which is like the glaring need. I'd love to see him take a chance on a guy that's kind of, you know, obviously the other teams interested in him show that he has the talent. So, I mean, that's the obvious one. But I think the rest of it kind of comes down to, like, what are you going to do with Keller? To me, you might keep Keller now at this point. But do you trade Keller for, like, an Alec Bohm or Vientos to fill that third base role from the Mets and from Phillies to the Mets? Use the money that's in Keller's contract, maybe go grab another starting pitcher in that sense. You know, Ranger Suarez is a guy that I'd love to get, like, that lefty to be in the middle of that rotation of power righties that they have. Those are like some wishful, and I guess really wishful. You have, like, you know, could there be an Adley Rutschman trade that's sitting out there? They have Bacello, they're one of their big prospects coming up. Rutschman's coming off of, like, a very disappointing, like, probably last 18 months of playing baseball. Pirates definitely have the prospects to make a move with that. Maybe that's a Keller one in that trade. I don't know. But I think that I think the obvious one is Okamoto. I think nothing's going to happen until we see where he ends up, because the Pirates seem to be all in on trying to make that work. And then there's some interesting viable options that are sitting around there.
Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher, some great baseball talk there with Matt. Hey, enjoy the new year, Matt. Thanks for hopping on.
Hey, happy new year. Thanks.
There we go. Matt Clement, former MLB pitcher. Also one of the notable local high school basketball coaches in the area with Butler. Coming up, Mike Florio. Always a good chat with Mike. He joins us next from Pro Football Talk. You can follow along on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. You can watch the shows there now as well. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. 2 minutes away from Mike Florio next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3:30 on Wednesdays. That means it is time for our weekly chat with Mike Florio. That's brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike Florio with a great chat with us on Christmas Eve. Now he will join us on New Year's Eve. Mike, any big New Year's Eve plans that you got to get ready for after this?
No, I try to just relax a little bit on New Year's Eve. The hangover is never worth it. I've learned that over time. It's one of the lessons that you learn through the decades. It's always better to be awake and coherent the day after. So just relax, watch the football game tonight, probably eat too much food, try not to drink too much booze, and maybe be in bed by midnight. It really, listen, once you hit 60, the prospect of another year turning as you get closer and closer to the bitter end, it's really not something to celebrate, bro.
So you may not even stay up until midnight to see the ball drop.
Yeah. You know, it hit me, and I think this first happened within the past 8-9 years. You get to a point where you've lived long enough that you have seen one specific thing enough times. Like, I've reached my lifetime limit of fireworks shows. I don't need to see fireworks shows. I know what it looks like. I remember what it looks like. I'm not going to go, you know, sit in a park for 3 hours waiting for the damn things to go off. Like, I know it. I understand it. I've seen enough. Fine. Give me something else. So the whole contrived hokey 3-2-1. Yeah, I've seen it enough times. It no longer does it for me. I'd rather do something else, and if all else fails, sleep.
Mike, amen to that about fireworks. I mean, people just cannot get enough fireworks for whatever reason. But I got to say that fireworks, I mean, working for a couple of seasons in minor league baseball, easily the most overrated promotion that a team could have. But people go to the games every time there's fireworks. I don't get it.
Well, you know, when you're a kid, you really like it. It's new. It's scary. It's loud. And the parents kind of like to enjoy, you know, the kids in sheer terror while they plug their ears. And I remember I hated fireworks. I hated that bang at the end. Like, why do they have to put that loud bang at the end? The rest of it's fine. The loud bang used to scare me. But yeah, you go through a period where this is cool. Let's go. It's fireworks night. And now it's like, oh God, I don't want to deal with all the extra traffic on fireworks night. Let's go when it's absolutely nothing night.
Mike, there will be some fireworks perhaps on the North Shore Sunday night. Steelers and Ravens getting that prime spot on Sunday Night Football, part of your team on NBC Football Night in America. The Week 18 flex scheduling, that's something that has happened in the last handful of years now in the NFL. Do you like how every single game in Week 18 is sort of up for grabs with time slots, and did they get it right with the three meaningful matchups going into the final week of the regular season?
You know, it actually started in 2006 when NBC took over Sunday Night Football. The NFL waits until right before the final weekend of the season to determine when the games are going to be played. Within the past 5 years, they started carving out two of the games and playing them on Saturday. And the challenge is always to have the season end with one game that retains its playoff implications all the way through the weekend, and it often becomes a division championship game. there weren't many to choose from that clearly had obvious playoff implications. The Tampa Bay Carolina game, yes, it's the NFC South championship if Carolina wins, but if the Bucs win, there's an asterisk because they would need the Saints to beat the Falcons the next day to avoid a three-way tie. The three-way tiebreaker would go to Carolina. It's amazing to think that Tampa Bay could win that game and Carolina could still win the division, but that's entirely possible. And once the Falcons beat the Rams the other night, it's like, wow, hey, this really could happen. I initially thought the Sunday night game would be Seattle at San Francisco. I'm very glad the NFL chose to put that game on Saturday and Ravens Steelers on Sunday, because selfishly, it's a 90-minute trip for me to go to that one versus flying to San Francisco from Pittsburgh and then doing a live show at 4 a.m. local time and trying to get home before the next day's show on the busiest transactional day of the year from the standpoint of coaches coming and going and other news that's going to happen. So I love it that that's the game we got. And even though the Saturday night game has a greater high end because somebody's going to be the one seed, both teams are making the playoffs. This Sunday night game, one team's in, one team's out. And for the team that's out, there's multiple storylines about what's going to happen next. It just adds to the drama. It adds to the stakes. Whoever loses, maybe there's a new coach. Maybe there's a new quarterback. Who knows what changes there's going to be. But I think there's a great upside downside in that game, and it's going to make for, I think, a very compelling contest between those teams.
Do you think there was consideration between the league and the networks about this possibly being the final game for Aaron Rodgers and seeing an all-time quarterback perhaps for the final time on Sunday Night Football played a factor?
I think that's absolutely one of the factors. I think everything. Is it Mike Tomlin's last game with the Steelers if they lose? Is it John Harbaugh's last game with the Ravens if they lose? What's going on with Lamar Jackson? I don't know how much of that was an active factor, but I personally believe, based on everything I've seen, I've read, I've thought about, I've talked to people about it, I think the Ravens are in a posture where they would like to get an offer they can't refuse spontaneously in the offseason. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think they're going to shop him. But I think we're inching toward the possibility of either or both deciding it's time to move forward. And he's under contract for two more years. Very difficult to franchise tag him in 2028. So he's looking at two more years before he becomes a free agent. He turns 29 in a week. There's questions about whether he's wearing down, slowing down. I guess Chris Collinsworth recently said on the Patriots Ravens broadcast that, you know, all the GPS tracking, they show him going 3 miles per hour slower than he used to. So that's significant. So there's a lot going on there. And yes, Rodgers likely being done for good. That was the last game 3 years ago, his final contest with the Packers. It was an in or out, up or go home. Now, it didn't matter to the Lions. It did matter to the Packers, and the Lions beat them. It's another chance for Rodgers to end things in a positive way. And I think for him, job number one was get to the playoffs. I think the Steelers need to win a playoff game for this experiment to be successful. I think Rodgers just wanted to get to the playoffs to erase those two bad years with the Jets.
Talking to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk here on 93.7 The Fan. Mike, you brought up Black Monday, which is looming on the NFL calendar. That is the day after Week 18. You said the biggest transactional day on the calendar any given NFL season. Could Mike Tomlin be part of it with a loss? I know you put a piece out there on Pro Football Talk earlier today. What percentage chance do you put on it? I imagine not very high.
Not very high. It comes down to what he wants. And there's enough smoke out there about a TV job for whichever coach loses that game. And I think Tomlin would be a fantastic booth analyst. Not studio. He needs to be at the games. He needs to be fashioning on the fly some of those Mike Tomlin sound bites, the ones we've heard time and again. But he has a knack for coming up with those things in the moment. He could be as refreshing and dramatic a presence in the booth as John Madden was when he first started. Because I remember when Madden got started, it was a different way of talking. It was a different way of behaving. It was just a different energy. It was like a regular guy in the booth as opposed to the buttoned-up broadcasting approach. And I think Madden worked very hard to create that vibe and connect with fans. I think Mike Tomlin naturally can communicate that way. I think he would be excellent, and I think that if he wants to do that. Now, the problem is it's not like one of the number one network positions is open, but it would be tempting to create an opening for Mike Tomlin if he's available. The problem is, if you hire him, it may be a short-term thing.
Thought this was interesting that Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Cleveland Browns, she put this out there earlier today. Wanted to get your thoughts on it, Mike. If Mike McDaniel is let go by the Dolphins and Kevin Stefanski is let go by the Browns, they would very much consider McDaniel to be the replacement in Cleveland. Your thoughts?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that the Browns decided to hire a coach, right? But did they hire somebody who got let go? No, it was when Mangini got let go, he went straight to the Jets. No, they hired Mangini straight from the Jets. I remember Randy Lerner found out about it. He was the owner of the team at the time at a press conference. He's like, oh, he's available. And the next thing you know, they hired him. It's a different owner now. Anytime you're thinking about moving on from your head coach, you better have a plan for who the replacement is going to be, because there's a chance you're going to downgrade. That's one of the things I say about Mike Tomlin. For the folks that want to fire Mike Tomlin, who are they going to replace him with? There's a chance that the next coach is not going to be as good as the coach that you've had for 19 years, and you're just fatigued and you're ready to move on. So that's always part of the analysis. But I look at the Browns and I see what Stefanski's done. He's won Coach of the Year twice. He's won Coach of the Year in years he took the Browns to the playoffs, because nobody ever expects the Browns to go to the playoffs. They've been a dysfunctional mess. This embrace of analytics with Paul DePodesta, who was there, just left a few months ago to go back to baseball. It's just been a complete disaster. And what did we expect from the Browns this year? Did we expect them to be a playoff team? You know, the guys who are in danger of being fired are the guys who woefully fail to live up to their expectations. I don't think we expected the Browns to be really good. They've got to get through this Deshaun Watson contract purgatory before we will expect anything good from them. So I don't know. Hey, it's always up to the owner, and maybe the owner's ready to make a change. And yeah, would Mike McDaniel be in play? Well, if you're looking for a coach with experience, and McDaniel went to the playoffs two straight years to start his career, I guess you could do a lot worse than that.
Outside of the two coaches on Sunday Night Football, the two longest tenured NFL coaches, Harbaugh and Tomlin, who is the next biggest name that you could see getting dumped by the time we reach Monday, or sometime early next week before we talk again?
There really isn't someone that the posture is, uh-oh, this guy's going to go, other than Pete Carroll. But it's almost like become a foregone conclusion that the Raiders have to do something. You know, the seat can get so hot that you get used to it. Like, it's like a given. It's no longer a question. Let's just get through the end of this season. He was asked a couple of weeks ago if the Raiders are rebuilding, and he said he thinks they are. And if that's the case, I mean, he's going to be 75. Why would he want to be there for a rebuild, and why would they want him there for a rebuild? But I'm watching the Jets, because it feels like what's happening with Aaron Glenn in his first season is not sustainable. They were blown out four straight games in December, minus 107 point differential, a franchise record for four games, a league record for the month of December. He's got a big buyout, $40 million plus. Would Woody Johnson pay that to move on? So I'm going to watch that one. And let's spin this forward in Buffalo. They go to the playoffs in a year with no Patrick Mahomes, no Joe Burrow, and maybe no Lamar Jackson. If they go one and out, Josh Allen's going to take the heat. Is Josh Allen going to take the fall? No. Will ownership take a broader look at the organization and say, what do we need to do to get the most out of the remaining prime years of Josh Allen's career? And anytime I talk about that on our show on NBCSN and Peacock, I know it makes some folks in Buffalo nervous. I think it makes them nervous for a reason. Because at some point, you know, you're knocking on the door and you can't kick it in, and you've got this generational quarterback who was the MVP last year, and but for the missed throw that he made on that two-point conversion the other night, which was just stunning, he'd be, you know, among the top three finalists, or at least candidates as far as the betting markets are concerned. So I just wonder what happens in Buffalo if they go on the road in the wild card round and lose, and they're one and out in a year with no Mahomes, no Burrow, possibly no Lamar Jackson. I think it's going to make for some anxious days for Coach Sean McDermott and GM Brandon Bean.
Mike, one of the other pieces I saw on your site from earlier was about a future change to playoff seedings once the season goes to 18 games. What could that look like?
Well, last year when the Lions and Vikings were getting ready to play, with the winner getting the one seed and going to 15-2 and the loser being a wild card at 14-3, Amon-Ra St. Brown made a comment that basically it's not fair that one of these teams has to go on the road in the playoffs. Someone at the league office heard it, and someone at the league office liked it, and someone at the league office contacted the Lions and said, hey, let's partner on a proposal to change this. So you still win the division based upon, you know, a 7-8, 7-9, what would it be? 17 games, math is hard. 8-9 record is how the Panthers may win the division. It wouldn't get them a wild card berth, but it gets them a division title. That's fine. But then we're going to seed once you qualify based on record, and the Panthers would go from 4-7. They'd lose their home game in the wild card round, and that is what I think they would do. They just you qualify based on the normal way, but then they take the seven teams and they seed them based on record. I think that's flawed because I think the schedule would have to be revamped to have more games against other teams in your conference, not necessarily in your division. Maybe get rid of the two games against every other team in your division every year if you're going to put extra importance on your record in comparison to the records of teams from other divisions. But I'm told this, and this is something that I picked up months ago when I was just poking around on primarily on the future of the Tush Push. The conversation pivoted to the issue of playoff reseeding, the fact that the proposal was made, it was withdrawn. I think that people high up in the league office want to do the playoff seeding, and I believe when they go to 18 games, that's when the playoff change will be made.
How far away are we, do you think, to 18 games?
2031 at the latest, because that's when the next labor contract expires. It goes away in March, and we've already seen the template from 2011, where the league makes a proposal. If the union doesn't take it, they get locked out for the entire offseason, and the league waits for the union to eventually choose football over no football and the no money that goes along with it. And the sticking point will be, among other things, we want 18 games. The league is determined to get to 18 games. They've wanted 18 games since 2010, but they didn't push for it because it was right after the league was forced to take health and safety seriously, and you can't reconcile obsession with health and safety with playing more games. They went to 17 in 2020, and 18, it really is inevitable. They want more inventory. They want more inventory. You look at what these games do, standalone games. The Christmas night game between the Broncos and the Chiefs did 21 million on Prime Video. And it wasn't a good game. Now, I mean, the game itself was more competitive than we thought, but there was no Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs don't have any sizzle this year. They entered the game 6-9, and it still did 21 million. They want more opportunities like that to put games on TV in a standalone basis. And one way to do it is more weeks in the season. And eventually, mark my words, and I hope I live long enough for this to happen because I don't know how long it's going to take. They're going to expand the league at some point. I'm firmly convinced that'll happen too. They want more inventory.
You thinking like 34 teams, or you think even upwards of 40?
I think the perfect number would be 40, because then you'd add one team to each of the current divisions. You'd have 8 5-team divisions. There's talk about putting a team or a full division of teams in Europe. There was a report from the Wall Street Journal several weeks back that the NFL is monitoring developments to supersonic flight. They're going to basically bring back the Concorde, although it won't be the Concorde. It's a different type of a plane. You cut down that travel, you reduce the factors. There's a lot of factors that make it difficult to put a team in Europe and maintain competitive balance. And anything you do to help the team in Europe, whether it's extra draft picks, whether it's extra cap space, if that team does well, then are we throwing it too far out of balance? And I just think it introduces factors that complicate competitive integrity, but they don't care. They don't care about competitive integrity. They don't care about fan experience. They care about the big man move. They care about money. And they see an opportunity to turn a $1 billion business into a $1 trillion business so they can globalize the sport the way they see they can. And one way to do it is to put games in other countries. A better way to do it is put teams in other countries.
Mike, did Hines Ward get the short straw yet again when it came to the Hall of Fame voting? He was once again left out of the group of finalists for the class of 2026.
I remember thinking he'd eventually make it, and I'm surprised he hasn't made it yet. The problem with the Hall of Fame is over the years they've let too many people in, so it makes it easier to argue that a guy like Hines Ward should get in, because you look at some of the others who've gotten in. Why isn't Hines Ward in there? I wish that they had reconstructed the entire thing, or from the get-go, the attitude is we're only putting in the clear, obvious no-brainers, the guys for whom there's no debate. That's what Deion Sanders has essentially argued. I think at this point they need to have an upper room of those Hall of Famers who stand head and shoulders above the others. But, you know, there's a lot of worthy candidates. It's a debate every year. And fundamentally, you know, look, and maybe this is the same part of me that doesn't like fireworks. I'm kind of over the Hall of Fame. Football's the ultimate team sport. Why do we even have a Hall of Fame that honors individuals? Why aren't we honoring teams instead if it's the ultimate team sport? But that's just my opinion. And I think the whole process is flawed. And every year there's going to be some guys who didn't get in who should have, and there's going to be guys who did get in who arguably shouldn't have.
Mike, before we let you go here, there are a few people in our live YouTube chat who are wondering if they do go to the 18-game schedule, or once they do go to that, how will the bye weeks work out? Do they have two bye weeks worked into things?
That's a possibility, but you know, one of the selling points to going to 18 games is the Super Bowl will be on President's Day weekend. Now, in some years, it would actually overshoot President's Day weekend. There's a couple of years coming up over the next 15 where with the 17-game one bye schedule, President's Day weekend and Super Bowl coincide. If they would go 18-2, they would have to go back to starting the season Labor Day weekend. And I think we're at a point where they probably can. The whole argument is people aren't home. People aren't watching TV. It's one last blast of summer. Well, the last time they did it was 2001, and that was before we all started carrying these things around everywhere we go. We don't have to sit at home in front of the 19-inch Zenith with the old cathode ray tube, right? We take this, and anywhere we are, we watch the game. And the numbers, they've perfected, or at least come up with a way to embellish the audiences that watch the games wherever they are. I think if they do 18, there'll be an argument to do 18-2, and we will see football season begin Labor Day weekend like it used to.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Awesome stuff, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great new year.
Happy New Year.
There we
go. Thanks, pal. Enjoy the fireworks tonight.
Thank you. Great stuff there from Mike Florio, coming to you around the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Dom, we were talking about the chat with Mike before the show, and I told you that the reason why I love conversations with him is that they can dive so far into the business and planning aspect of football. I mean, I love nerding out over stuff like that. 18 games scheduled by 2031, change to the playoff format, 40 teams. How did you take that one? I know that one caught your ear a little bit.
I mean, that blew my mind. The fact that I don't think they need to expand to more teams, but the fact that they would add possibly 8 more teams to what they have and possibly a division in Europe, I mean, oh my God. And by the way, as far as Florio goes, as a radio listener, sometimes I'm not the biggest fan of interviews. We're lucky here at this station that all our interviews are great. He is otherworldly. I mean, he gave us 25 different things that we could talk about for the next 2 hours. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, 40 teams is mind blowing.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't know about doing a whole European league, like or European division in the NFL. I think that would be very difficult to pull off. Like, it sounds really good on paper. What I do expect to happen by the time they go to this, and maybe even before they hit 18 games, I think every single team will play an international game every single season. Because I think if they go to 18 games, they will exclude week 18 and they will get, you know, maybe like another week where like they don't have one. I don't know. Maybe like the final 2 weeks. And from week 1 through week 16, I think they will have an international game over the course of the NFL season. And if there's still 32 teams, one team or each team plays at least one game. They could make that happen. And trust me, I think the NFL will do anything in their power to make it happen.
And this all just means that eventually we're getting a Super Bowl in Europe, which might be the worst idea out of all of these, but looks like where it's headed.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to get a WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia soon enough, and probably a Super Bowl in Europe at some point, too. But, hey, that's just the way the NFL's going. I mean, they could take over the world if they wanted to. That's how powerful they are. He brings up a good point, too, about people claim, like, oh, we won't watch it on Labor Day weekend. It's our last, what do you say, the last blast of summer. You damn well know if you're somewhere on Labor Day weekend and there's a big NFL game, you are going to watch it. Just out of habit. I mean, if they give us, I don't know, whatever the game may be. Let's say it's a matchup between the Bills and the Bengals or the Ravens and the Chiefs. You're going to watch that game. Or if it's, I don't know, the Eagles and the Rams, you're going to watch that game. No doubt in my mind. 412-928-9370. Coming up, we go through the Pittsburgh athlete Mount Rushmore for the 2025 calendar year. That is next. All Access with Aditi in about 20 minutes. Jeff Hathorn joins the show in just over a half hour. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and snow tonight, low of 29 on your New Year's Eve. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.